This time has gone by very quickly. We're here at the very last day of the conference.
人生常常就是这种短短短短，觉得时间很快，然后人生过去了。
And so oftentimes we discover life just feels like it's made up of these short moments and it very quickly vanishes.
所以我前天又在引用了德国那句有名的话，就是人老得很快，成熟得很慢。
So a couple of days ago, I used this very famous quote from Germany that a man age very quickly, but you mature very slowly.
这个老的象征就是躺下睡不着，坐着直打盹。
So the characteristics of aging is that when you lie down, you can't fall asleep. When you're sitting, you keep dozing off.
所以等一下谁打盹，我就知道你老了。
So whoever I see that is dozing, I know that you are getting old.
还有一个特征就是新事记不住，旧事忘不了。
And another characteristic is that the new things I can't remember, the old things I can't forget.
你要证明你有没有老，我现在就来考你们。礼拜五我一开头叫你们讲什么
？I want to test and to see if you have gone old. What did I tell you to say at the beginning of Friday night?
要对我讲，我听不到。你对你隔壁讲，对你隔壁讲。
Say it to the person next to you. In the presence of the Lord, and the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit fill you.
隔壁验收讲对的，请举手。
So those of you who think that your neighbor got it right, raise your hand.
不到五十个。
Less than 50.
所以我礼拜五是考你们注意力，今天是考你们记忆力，结果你们都不及格。
So Friday night I was test whether you were paying attention. Now I'm testing whether you remember. And either case, you haven't done very well.
这是我们在这次的特会的盼望，就是愿神的同在。主的爱，圣灵的能力，大大的充满。
It is our desire that the presence of the Lord, the love of the Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit greatly fill you.
今天已经是最后一天了。
So we're coming to the very last day.
所以我希望我们一定要在主的面前渴慕，只能有增无减。
And we pray that our desire is that God, I only want to increase and not to decrease.
礼拜五讲到 deeper in Christ。
Friday night we talked about being deeper with Christ.
要更深的在基督里面追求基督。
To pursue Jesus Christ, to go deeper with Him.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，如果我们真知道基督是谁
，If we truly comprehend, understand who Christ is,
我们竟然能够被他流血舍命所拯救，已经不得了了。
And it is a tremendous understanding to know that he would shed his blood and come and save us.
地上多少人不爱我们？
As there are so many people in the world that does not love us.
跟我们的关系这么肤浅。
And their relationship with us is so shallow.
更不要说会为我舍命。
And not to say that they would lay down their life for us.
万王之王，万主之主，宇宙是为着他造的。借着他造的基督竟然为你为我死。
Yet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, all things that we see are made by him and for him, yet he would die for you and for me.
而他今天活在我们的心中，成为我们的生命。
And today he lives in our hearts and he's become our life.
而他今天用他所有的智慧为我们安排道路，他成为我们的道路。
And today with all of his wisdom, he's prepared a way.That he is that way.
让万事互相效力，要叫我们得到那最上好的祝福。
So that all things will come and work together, that we may receive the very blessing, the very best.
就是让我们可以更多的承受基督。
That we may inherit, we may receive more and more of Christ.
所以当我们讲到基督是一切，又在一切之内的时候，我希望我们越想到这句话，心中会震撼。
As I pray that we could, our hearts would be greatly shaken and moved when we come and say Christ is all and in all.
我已经说过了，整个宇宙光银河系就至少1000亿个星球。
And I said that just the Milky Way itself is over 100 billion stars.
那整个宇宙有3兆个星系啊。
And the entire universe estimated over 3 trillion galaxies.
你能够想象吗
？Can you imagine?
我根本想象不出宇宙浩瀚到什么地步。
I cannot imagine the extent and immenseness of the universe.
而这位伟大的神说有，他就出现了；说有就有了。
And it came to existence by the very word of the Lord our God.
而他竟然降卑，住在我们的心中， 成为我们的生命。
And he humbled himself to dwell in our hearts to become our life.
弟兄姊妹 ，deeper in Christ 的实在是我们的福分。
And brother and sister, to be able to go deeper in Christ is our greatest blessing.
我们可以天天来经历他，凡事上来得着他。
Then every single day we can experience him, and everything we can lay hold of him.
你光抓住这个东西。弟兄姊妹，你已经得到了一把永远永远可以依靠的刷子啊！
And if you have laid hold of the truth, you have forever understand.
我们说在硅谷要有两把刷子才活得下去的。
刷子。Brushes. Pastor Yu's going to use another illustration that you need two particular brushes to live here in the Silicon Valley.
那个典故我不讲了，不是涂油漆的刷子哈。
Hard to translate.
这么大的艰难和挑战中，有了基督，真的是无所畏惧。
And again, with such great challenges that is in front of us, when we have Christ, we are not fearful.
整个宇宙不能满足我们，但是我们却能说有主够了。
And we know that the universe cannot satisfy us, but we can claim it is sufficient for me to, is it is enough for me to have Jesus.
因为我们在他里面可以得到所有属天的祝福，在他面前有满足的喜乐，在他右手中有永远的福乐。
So in him we can have all the blessings of the heavenly places, and at his right hand is a pleasure forevermore.
所以我希望我们不要再停留。
So I ask, brothers and sisters, we do not tarry, we do not wait.
我不管你来特会之前你是走的跌跌爬爬，还是真的在神的面前是展翅上腾。
Whether you are stumbling as you approach this conference, or whether you're soaring in your life.
或是你在前一阵子已经很久没有好好成长了。
Perhaps for a long period of time, you have not been growing.
我都希望我们不要再停留。
I pray that we are no longer stuck and stagnant.
树的生根是为了让它更壮、更稳，能够面对风暴。
And we talk about this tree taking root. The purpose of its taking root is that it may be stronger and more steady, that it can face the storm.
树的生根是为了让它能够有新鲜的去吸收新鲜的生命 和水分和供应。
An extension of those roots is so that it can take up more water, more nutrients.
让它能够活，让它能够健康。
That it can live, it can thrive, and it can be healthy.
所以我一再用这句话哈，生命是神赐给我们的礼物。怎么样子过好它，是我们献给神的礼物。
And I say time and time again, our life is God's present to us, God's gift to us. And how well we live that life is our gift back to Him.
我们都需要去见他的，都要把我这一生的果效带去交给他的。
We're all gonna go see Him, and we're gonna take all that we have summed up in this life and present it before Him.
开始准备吧，哈。
So we need to start to prepare, right?
你们每次回中国、回台湾，总会带点东西给爸爸妈妈、给亲爱的家人。
So every time you go back to Taiwan or go back to China, you would bring some gifts for your parents or for your family members.
将来我们去见神的时候，是把我们这一生的果效要带去见他。
So when we go see the Lord on that day, we are taking everything that we have acquired, everything we summed up to present it before Him.
需要我们好好准备好哈。
So again, my desire, brother and sister, be prepared.
好，我们退休会的主题是什么？再考一下各位
老先生。What is the theme of this conference? You guys all remember? Deeper with Christ.
更深追求基督。更广拓展神国啊，每一个题目都很大。
And so every one of these themes, they're tremendous. They're big.
因为神所有的旨意，神所有的祝福都集中在基督的身上。
All of the will of God, all the blessings of God is summed up in Christ.
所以他鼓励我们一定要在基督里越来越深，越来越丰富。
And so the encouragement is that we need to go deeper and deeper and fuller and fuller in Christ.
同样的救恩不是为了我个人的，是为了万民的，是为了万族的。
And we share that the salvation is not just for me individually, but it's for all nations.
怎么样子让我们这些得到救恩的人能够把救恩传扬出去？让更多的人有份于这个伟大的国。
So those of us who receive the salvation, how do we proclaim it? That more and more people may be partakers of this kingdom.
这是今天要讲的这个题目。
So that's the message for this morning.
我跟你说，今天这个题目比我礼拜五要讲的题目挑战大多了。
I'm going to tell you that the challenge in preaching this particular message is actually harder than the one on Friday.
你知道为什么大多吗？
Do you know why it's more challenging?
为什么？
Why?
因为大家 不关心这件事，跟自己无关，觉得。
Because most people don't really care about what we're going to talk about this morning. We feel like it has nothing to do with me.
请问在你属灵的追求上，你多少次想到国度这个事情？
And I want to ask you, in your personal spiritual pursuit and growth, how often have you thought about kingdom?
尤其我眼前的问题都解决不完了，我想什么国度？
Particularly when we see the problems that's right in front of me, I can't even resolve those. How can I begin to think about kingdom?
要讲这个题目，挑战的确大。
Yes, it is a great challenge to speak of this topic.
但是它却重要到我们不能忽略它。
But it is so important that none of us can neglect it.
挑战大，我想如果今天跟你们讲说，去德国。移民到德国怎么过生活
？If I give you a lesson on how do you would live your life if you move to Germany，
有兴趣听的请举手。
How many of you are interested in listening? Can you raise your hand up high？
没兴趣嘛？你会想听？我都不知道你想去德国了。
I didn't know you want to go to Germany。
哇，你有什么阴谋？我都不知道。
Maybe some plans that she has. I don't know.
你可能没兴趣，只是说说听听罢了。
Yes, okay, maybe you want to listen and chat about it, but your interest is really not there.
如果你的人生的下一步真的是要移民到德国的话，
If the rest of your life, you know you're going to set foot on Germany and live there.
你会开始学他的语言，你就开始了解他的文化，你会去知道那里的交通是开左边开右边啊，那边的政府是怎样，你每一件事情你都想了解。
You're going to learn its language, its culture, what side of the street they drive on, and what is the government like. You would come and study everything.
到底他们吃什么？
What is it that they eat?
这是中国人最在乎的事。
This is what most Chinese care about the most.
我去过这么多退休会，在德国的退休会，伙食是最一成不变的。
一成不变，
就是都不改变。
Okay. Yeah. So of all the places that I've gone to throughout the world, when I go to Germany, their meal, the thing that they eat is always the same.
他们的厨师忠心到死，都是德国最有名的 potato 跟 hams。
Their cooks are faithful to the very end. Every plate, there's always potato, there's always ham.
每一顿饭都是 potato, 每一顿饭都是硬的面包加 ham.
Every meal, there's potato and there's a sandwich with ham.
你还想去德国吗？
Do you still want to go to Germany?
没有没有，德国的弟兄姊妹原谅我，好。
Brother sister, if you're listening from Germany, please forgive me.
我只是举个例子，当你跟你无关的时候，你根本。没有那么关心他。
I'm just giving an illustration. If the topic has nothing to do with you, you don't pay attention, right?
所以今天神儿女们为什么在讲道上说，要有国度的眼光和胸怀
？So today, when we talk about the notion that we need to have our hearts need to be kingdom-minded.
大家听归听，还是离自己很遥远。
We listen to these messages, but it is still very distant from us.
这个也怪我们传道人，因为我们讲到国度、国度、国度的时候，基本上都把它只是局限在福音的广传、普世的宣教。
And maybe in part it is our fault as preachers, because oftentimes when we talk about kingdom, we focus primarily on the spreading of the gospel.
然后教会的连结、资源的共享，我们基本上讲国度都是讲到这些。
So when we talk about kingdom, we talk about the parsing out of our resources and allow those things to grow.
那我也希望今天我们更多的回到圣经来看神国到底跟我们有什么关系。
So we want to come back to scripture and take a look at what does the kingdom of God have anything to do with us?
第一个
Number one.
这不太听话。那个耶稣所有的教导他的事工他的祷告都离不开神的国。
All of Jesus' teachings, ministries, and prayers, they are inseparable from the kingdom of God.
连施洗约翰来到地上就在那里喊说天国近了你们要悔改。
Even John the Baptist, when he came, he cried out, Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand, you need to repent.
这个今天反应太慢了。那个时候你说耶稣开始传福音的时候他开始传福音的第一句话，天国近了，你们当悔改。
So Jesus, as he began to preach, he cried out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
然后耶稣走遍加利利，教训众人，传天国的福音。
And he went about in all of Galilee, and he began to teach and to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
所以你发现在耶稣的执事、耶稣的讲道里面，非常注重国。
So you understand, you see in Jesus' ministry and what he's preaching, he does focus very heavily on the kingdom of God.
这个我不叫他动他就动我叫他动他不动。这个
Pastor Yu is having problem with his remote. That thing is not moving as he wants it to move.
哎，好，那你看，耶稣说，你们要先求什么？
And then Jesus said, "What do you need to seek first?"
他的国和他的义啊，我们一。今天如果来好好给自己的祷告打分数的话，我们十个祷告里面，恐怕就算不是十个都为自己，恐怕至少大概有八个是跟自己有关的。
So what Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If we evaluate our prayers, 8 out of 10, we're probably praying for ourselves.
主，我要找到工作。主，我要拿到绿卡。主，我要孩子上好学校。主，我要孩子能够脱离网络的捆绑。都是我。
Well, Jesus, I need to find a job. Well, Jesus, I need to make sure that my kids get into a good school, that they would be set free from the bondage of the internet. A lot of the prayers is focused on our needs and what we want.
但是耶稣不光他传福音的时候先说天国近了，要悔改。人的悔改是跟国度也有关系的。
So Jesus, when he began to preach, he says, the kingdom of God is at hand, you need to repent. The kingdom of God has everything to do with our response.
就连我们进了他的国度以后，他教导我们怎么生活，优先顺序，先求他的国。
So even as we've entered into his kingdom, he teaches how to live, the priorities in our life, first his kingdom.
然后耶稣的主导文啊，不仅愿人都尊你的名为圣，接下来就说愿你的国降临。
And so Jesus taught us how to pray, hallowed be your name, and then may your kingdom come.
啊，结束的时候他说因为国度荣耀权柄全是你的。
And the Lord concluded with all the power, the authority, and glory belongs to you.
啊，所以你发现这个国度，不是这件事情在耶稣的教导，在他的这个信息，在他教导的祷告中，啊，都离不开来。
And so you understand, you begin to see this concept, this term kingdom is not far from what Jesus has been saying and what he's been doing.
第二点我们要讲的就是神国度整个的中心，你讲到底什么是神国。
And so now we're going to come and talk about the center of God's kingdom.
那神国的
what exactly is the kingdom of God?
中心是什么？
What is the centrality of his kingdom?
它的本质，它的价值到底都是什么？
What are its essential natures and the value of that kingdom?
其实你从不同角度讲完以后，你真的会得到同样的结论。其实神国整个的意义、中心、性质、价值都在讲基督。
So the meaning, the purpose, the value of the kingdom of God is all speaking about Jesus Christ himself.
神国基本上来说就是要让神的权柄、神的旨意，这是包括他的救恩、他的恩典，能够自由地通行在他的百姓中间。
And so when we talk about the kingdom of God, it is when the will of God and the power of God can move freely among his people.
那么圣经里面出现最多的就是神国 kingdom of God.
And so what the term kingdom of God appear in scripture the most.
大概出现了将近70次，我只讲新约，新约就出现了将近70次。
So in the New Testament itself appear more than 70 times.
那马太福音里面呢，大部分都是用天国天国。
Matthew often used the kingdom of heaven.
大概用了32、33次。
About 33 times.
然后其他方面讲到国度的。
So the other aspect of scripture that mentions kingdom.
请大家要专心听，跟我们很有关系的。
So I ask you guys, please pay attention. It has everything to do with us.
这个国度叫做爱子的国度。
This kingdom is called the kingdom of the beloved son.
哥罗西书第一章说叫我们从黑暗的权势里面被救出来，迁到爱子的国里。
Colossians chapter 1 tells us that we've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, but into the kingdom of the beloved son.
你可能本来在一个很贫穷、很不自由、很痛苦的一个国家，但是把你带到一个爱子的国里面。
You may be in a place, in a kingdom where it is of darkness, that you have no freedom. Now you've been set free and brought into the kingdom of the beloved son.
就是从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，这是不得了的事情。
You've been taken out of darkness into light, under the authority of Satan, now into the hands of God.
这个国甚至在启示录就称作基督的国，这个地要成为我主和我主基督的国。
And so in Revelation, this now begins to talk about the kingdom of Christ. This world will become the kingdom of Christ.
圣经讲到这个国是不能震动的国。
And the scripture tells us that this kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
地上有多少东西一被震动就挪去了。
So many things in this world cannot endure a shaking.
你看看这次这个在这个，利波尔， 大水一来，什么东西都挪去了。
I think everyone is aware of the tragedy that has happened in Nepal. Soon as that raging flood came, everything was destroyed.
地震发生，山火发生，洪水发生，很多东西都被挪去了。
The earthquake, fires, floods. When these things come, everything is destroyed.
在我们生命中也一样，发生一点事情，我们的健康不见了。
In our lives, in many ways, it's the same thing, same way. Something happens and we lose our health.
我们的喜乐不见了。
Our joy is gone.
我们该有的关系不见了。
The relationship that we're supposed to have, they're gone.
说到它是不能震动的。
And now we're talking about a kingdom, something that cannot be shaken.
也说到它是永远的国度。
And it is an everlasting kingdom.
圣经上也讲到它是圣洁的国度。
And the scripture also used the term that it is a holy nation.
罗马书说神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在乎什么？公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。讲到这里面是充满了生命和圣灵的一个国。
And it, the Roman tells us the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking, but of holiness and of righteousness. This is what's the description of the kingdom of God.
我们没有公义，我们没有平安。它是一个 living person. 讲到 Jesus.
We don't have righteousness. We don't have peace. It's speaking of a person, Jesus Christ.
神使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And Jesus has become our wisdom, our righteousness, and our salvation.
所以我们要认识这个国。在神的心中是这么重要的一件事情。
So we need to come and begin to comprehend the kingdom of God is something that is very important to the heart of God.
而且跟我们每一个人其实都有关系。
So it has everything to do with every one of us.
所以你要知道这个国度，在这个国里面要怎么样过生活，你就得了解。天国的律律法则。
So now for you to live in the realm of this kingdom, you need to understand the rules and the regulation of this kingdom.
我想我们都是中国人，这个到哪里去我们都说老中老中，别人都是老外。
I know for most of us who are Chinese, doesn't matter where we go, when we go to that country, we see everybody else as foreigners.
明明在美国人的心中我们是老外，但是我们叫他们老外。
And here in America, we are really clearly the foreigners, but we keep calling those who are native here, they're foreigners.
所以我们在这里老是搞华人教会，没有想到教会不应该是华人教会，是基督的教会，是 open to all 的。
So oftentimes we begin to have churches that are Chinese churches, but the church of God is open to everyone, is open to all.
有人说交通守则对我们亚洲人来说是仅供参考而已。
A lot of people would say that, you know, the traffic laws, the traffic lights, they are only suggestions for Asians.
只要没有警察就犯规。
As long as the cops not around, you could just go.
听说有一个宣教士到不知道到南美还是到非洲一个小城去叫了一打的叫 taxi。
Okay.
对不起，他们今天把我们两个隔这么远。这是我们能够最近的距离。
So someone who went to some nation, some country, and then he called for a taxi.
那个计程车司机开进趟的时候，哇，加速不停，红灯也直接过去了。
And the taxi driver, he did not pause. When it came to a red light, he just kept going.
那个宣教士紧张的要命，你怎么闯红灯啊？
The evangelist cried out, hey, why are you running the red light?
他说安娜，对不对？当然他不是讲安娜，安娜是中国人讲的，你放心。
Don't worry, don't worry.
整个趟里面所有的计程车都是我家兄弟，没有别人。
The entire town, all the taxi drivers, they're all my brothers, nobody else.
而且没有别人有车。
And no one else in this town has a car.
所以我们兄弟都讲好了，红灯照开，绿灯要停一下。
And so all of us who are drivers, all my brothers, we said we just keep going when it's red light.Green light, we can properly pop.
这是旧造生命背叛的本性哈，闯红灯比较过瘾。走绿灯算什么？
This is the natural inclination of our flesh. You feel the thrill when you run a red light. But what's the big deal when you have to drive through a green light?
你来到美国试试看，你就红灯闯过去试试看，你就不要命了。
So if you come to America and you run red lights, you'll discover that you may potentially lose your life.
所以我们要认识什么是国，然后我们身为神国里的人，我们该怎么生活？
So we need to understand what is this kingdom of God, and for us who are citizens of this kingdom, how are we to live?
第一个，我在这里讲到这个国跟地上的国不一样。
So number one, I said that this kingdom is different from the kingdom of this world.
耶稣说我的国不属于这个世界。
Jesus says my kingdom is not of this world.
因为如果它属于世界， 他的百姓早就不会让耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Because of this, his kingdom is of this world, his disciples would not have allowed him to be crucified on the cross.
哥罗西书说我们，腓立比书说我们是天上的国民。
Philippians says that we are citizens of heaven.
你看现在在美国要拿个绿卡多难。
You look at America, how difficult it is to get a citizenship here.
你看你们这次所有来参加 LDC 的 newcomer, 我们都给你绿袋子、绿卡，马上就给绿卡。
This is the reason why all of you who are here for the conference, visitors, you have a green lanyard.
没有任何条件就给你们绿。
No conditions, whatsoever. You get the green lanyard.
美国要拿个绿卡，拿个公民权，折煞多少英雄好汉。
So for you to get a green card here in the States, you have to go through a lot of different difficulties.
要花多少的代价、
You have to pay quite a bit of price.
所以圣经上你读过那么一句话说我们却是天上的国民你不痛不痒的。
And when you come and read scripture and say, oh, we're the citizens of heaven, and you don't feel a thing.
你不知道这个背后也是代价多大是神儿子耶稣基督的血和命买来的。
Do you realize how great is that price? It has been purchased by the blood and the life of the Son of God.
地上的绿卡都要花这么多代价。
And to get a green card in this world, you have to pay a tremendous price.
当我插出去讲，但是 我想你们应该都不会移民到南美洲。到南美洲，你只要生个孩子就给你绿卡。
And South America, if you have a kid that is born there, then you immediately have a green card.
所以很多中国人跑到那去，很多年纪大的太太都还再生一个孩子。
And so a lot of Chinese will immigrate there, and even where they're more advanced in age, they will have another kid.
那是他们国家的政策，但是在这边，更不要说天国。
That's what their government, but when we come and look at the kingdom of God.
所以我们是天国的国民。
We come to recognize that we are citizens of that kingdom.
比拉多问耶稣说：“你是王吗？”
Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣回答说。我为此而生
Jesus
我也为此来到这个地
Jesus says for this purpose I was born for this purpose I came
他不光是这个地的王他是万王之王万主之主
He is not only the king of this world He is the king of kings and the lord of lords
他来这里救赎我们让我们成为他的百姓
He came to redeem us that we would be his people
让我们成为属神的子民
That we would be called the citizens of the people of God
让我们被放在这个荣耀的国度里面
That we are placed into this glorious kingdom
第二个
Secondly
这个国度对不起这个国度是不属于这个世界然后是眼睛不能看的我刚刚已经放了对不起耶稣说这个国是不是人的眼睛所能见的因为神的国就在你们心里
And Jesus continued and said the kingdom of God does not come with observation what you can see with sight for indeed the kingdom of God is within you
换句话说我们今天要过一个国度子民的生活你需要有信心因为外面看不到
So in other words for you to live as a citizen of the kingdom of God you need to live by faith because it's not something that you can see physically
你要真正活在国度的意识国度的看见里面你里面必须爱主因为国度在心里面
For you to live in that kingdom you must love the Lord because that kingdom dwells within your heart
而且我们今天在地上就可以经历国度在我们身上的真实
And today we can come and enjoy and experience the reality of that kingdom.
你记得这个耶稣在路加福音十一章说，他说：“我若靠神的名赶鬼，就是神的国临到你们。”
And Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, "If I cast out demons by the name of the Lord, then the kingdom of God is upon you."
因为这个国度的王充满了权柄，而他把权柄给我们。
Because the kingdom of this world is full of that authority, and He's given us that authority.
所以耶稣在地上走遍各城各乡，他传天国的福音，叫人悔改。同样的，他也在这里奉主的名，让国度临到各地，被受欺压、被鬼附、医病的人。
So Jesus walked all over the land of Galilee and Judea, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he also exercised his kingdom authority to release those who are bound in sickness and who are demon oppressed.
我就亲自碰到不知道多少的人，因为被救到神爱子的国里， 他们得以脱离仇敌的辖制。
I personally have encountered so many people because they've been rescued and conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of God. They've been rescued from the dominion of darkness.
我们也看到过这么多的见证，自己也都经历过。当我们教会为主执掌权柄的时候，你发现环境都得为我们效力。
We personally here at SVCA have experienced that when we pray and the authority that God's given us, that all things begins to work for His good.
我们碰到人多年被仇敌的邪灵、被仇敌的黑暗权势所辖制，每天晚上做噩梦，吓得全身是汗。
I have known a person who has been a demon oppressed.For many, many years, every night when he falls asleep, it's dreadful nightmares.
高中放学回家，经过一个桥的时候，可以看到那个幽灵飘起来，没有脚的，只有上半身，迎面而来。
And as he is walking home in high school, crossing a bridge, he can see a figure that has no bottom in front of him, floating and moving towards him.
心理学家可能就用心理这个人心理有毛病去解释他。
A psychologist may oftentimes explain it by saying, "Oh, he's got some mental issues."
当他来找我们的时候，我们发现他身上天天挂着一个符牌，我们叫他交给我们，我们奉主的名打断他，烧掉他，奉主的名斥责他身上所有的捆绑。
So
那天晚上开始，他整夜睡得好好的。
So this person came to us and asked, "What should I do?" And when he approached us, he had a medallion of idol worship.
完全不是心理的问题。
We asked him to take it off. We broke it, and that very night he had the best sleep ever.
黑暗的权势在人的身上。
Because that power of darkness was over him.
有人被毒瘾所辖制，有人被这个辖制，被那个辖制。但是当教会奉主的名断开锁链的时候，这叫做执掌。神的权柄。
Some people are bound by drugs, are bound by many different other addictions. But when the Church of God prays in the name of Jesus, we exercise the authority of the Lord. They have been released.
这是讲到这个国跟世上的国不一样。第二个，这个国又被称为天国。
And so these are the illustration how God's kingdom is different from the kingdom of this world. This kingdom is the kingdom of heaven.
因为它的性质是属天的。
Because its nature is heavenly.
所以有人说。马太福音讲天国纯粹是因为犹太人、不讲神，所以用天国、当然 有他的道理在。
So people say that in the writing of Matthew, oftentimes he mentioned the kingdom of God because it's written particularly to Jews.
但是也有在圣经里面前面用神国，后面用同一节经文，前面用神国，后面用天国，所以神学家在这里有不同解释，这不是我今天的话题。
So theologians, when they look at the same verse, when it recounts the kingdom of God as the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, I'm not going to take the time to kind of talk into the details of the differences.
耶稣的祷告也说，愿你的国降临，表示他不在地上，在天上的。
But we see that as Jesus prayed, Jesus says, "May your kingdom come," which means it's coming down from heaven above, not of this world.
它是属天的、
It is heavenly.
所以在这里讲到天国，讲到它是属天的性质。
And again, the very nature of this kingdom is heavenly.
所以登山宝训有一本书叫做《天国的律例和典章》，觉得登山宝训是在讲天国子民必须这样，必须这样，是不一样的。
The Sermon on the Mount, it was a particular book that talks about the ordinance of the kingdom of heaven, and it uses particular portion as an illustration.
说到它的境界和要求远远超过律法。
It speaks of the realm and the requirements of this kingdom surpass that of the law.
耶稣说：“你们听见有话说啊、不可以行奸淫，但是我告诉你们，看见妇女就动淫念的，这就已经跟他。”
Jesus says, "You have heard from time of old that you shall not commit adultery, but those who look upon a woman and lust after her have committed adultery in his heart."
所以你在读登山宝训，你常常会读到耶稣说有话说，就是律法所说的事。
And so oftentimes when you read the Beatitudes, Jesus would say, "For it is said." He's referencing that it is recorded in the law.
但是天国的却是怎样？
But this is how the kingdom of heaven works.
有人脱你的外衣，把里衣也给他。
If somebody wants your outer a jacket, your coat, give your inner garments to him as well.
有人叫你走一里路，你陪他走两里路。
Someone who wants you, force you to walk a mile with him, you walk 2 miles.
一里路是人的极限。
And so illustrate that this 1 mile is the limit of our ability, our
capacity. 再有爱心，最多走完一里路。
No matter how much love humanly that we possess, we can walk to that 1 mile journey.
有人连几步路都不肯陪你，不要说一里路。
Sometimes you've discovered in your life, some people don't even want to walk a few steps with you.
肯陪我们走第二里路，那是属天的生命和能力。
Those who are willing to walk that second mile with you, it is of a heavenly life, of a heavenly grace.
所以登山宝训是从生命着手的。
So the Sermon on the Mount focuses and looks at life.
讲到天国子民的生命和生活。
It speaks of the life of the citizens of heaven and the way they ought to live.
地上的宗教或是我们常常落到的律法主义就是从心位着手。
And so the religions of the world oftentimes comes from the perspective of what they do, the performance.
我们都从生活的层面来着手。
And they start from the things that they do in their lives.
你看今天基督教花了多少的钱，多少的资源在解决人生活上出的问题。
And within Christianity, we see how much money and resource is spent to resolve the problems and issue of people.
夫妻的问题，亲子的问题，职场的问题，健康的问题，都在解决问题。
And so the problem between spouse, a problem between parents and their children, problem at work, we're always dealing with problems.
然后也是从行为着手，要求人不可以这样，不可以那样，不该这样，不该那样。
And we come from the perspective of ordinance, what you're supposed to do. You can't do this, you should do this, so forth and so forth.
但是圣经强调的是先成为才有行为。
And the scripture tells us, and the focus is on the fact that you need to become before you can do.
你先得到生命，你才可能有这些的生活。
You need to have the life begin before you can live out that life.
所以接下来这里讲到耶稣的祷告。
And so we come and see Jesus' prayers.
这个再怎么样头三句会背吧，我们一起背一下好吗？
And we know the very beginning of that prayer.
我们在天上的父，我把它点点点了，然后呢，愿人。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。第一句话就是愿人都尊他为圣。
Hallowed be your name. That is the very outcry at the beginning.
你也可以说，我们真把神当神 ，let God be God 的时候。
In another word, is when we let God be God.
你就会有底下的祷告。
Then you will proceed with the words to follow.
你真巴不得神的国降临在这个地上。
Oh, that we would cry out and say, God, your kingdom come.
然后神的国降临的时候。
And when the kingdom of God comes to this earth.
神的国的特点就是他的旨意，他的恩典可以通行全地。
And the characteristic of that kingdom is that the will of God and the grace of God can, and the power of God can move freely.
所以这里讲到的这三件事情其实是一环扣一环的。
So these things that are all talked about, they are all intricately linked.
所以为什么我们常常讲到国度跟我无关？因为我们真的其实没有那么真的把神当神。
And oftentimes I say again, we say that the kingdom of God has nothing to do with us because we do not treat God as God.
我说要来就来真的最高境界就是把神当神 ，let God be God.
And I've said time and time again, if we want to do this, let's do it for real. And it is hinged upon the notion that we let God be God.
神的国是充满了生命，充满了圣灵的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is full of life, full of the joy of life.
不在乎吃喝，这是人在乎的。
It's not of eating, it's not of drinking, it's what most people care about.
但是神的国，你会在乎到底我里面的生命如何。
But in the kingdom of God, what you really care about is my life within me.
到底我跟神的关系如何。
What is my relationship with the Lord?
所以主导文的 这三句话，我希望我们常常化成我们的祷告。
And I pray that the Lord's prayer often becomes our prayer.
我们一起来遵从这位万王之王，把神当神，人都尊他的名为圣。
We come and be obedient to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that we hallow His name.
然后我们求他的国大大的降临。
And then we pray, Oh Lord, Your kingdom come.
他的旨意能够通行。
That your will would be done.
好，那底下这些说不能震动的国，我想我就不多说了哈。这个 有一天主要来，所以我们得到的国是一个不能震动的国。
And again, this last point, I won't spend too much time, but Jesus will return one day, and we're going to inherit a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
为了保持你们年轻，我又有一句话，你们要专心听好，听完不用念给隔壁了，你自己重复一遍。
So I'm going to have some mercy on you. Pay attention to what I'm saying. You don't need to repeat it to your neighbor, but you need to keep it in your head.
圣经上既然说我们是天国的公民了哈。
The scripture tells us that we're citizens of heaven.
天上的国民，嗯。所以我们是什么？
What are we?
我们是一群自天而来，为天而活，向天而去，能够活出在地若天的子民。
We are a people that is from heaven, and that is going towards living for heaven, and we're going toward heaven. We are a people of heaven.
你这么聪明的翻的都这么难，我再念一遍好了哈。
Let's try it again.
我最后一句改简单一点。我们是一群自天而来，我们是从神生的。
We are people that came from heaven.
自天而来。为天而活，在地上，但是我们却为天而活。
We're living for heaven. We're on earth, but we're living for heaven.
然后向天而去。
And we're going toward heaven.
过着在地若天的生活。
To live a life that is heaven on earth.
难不难？
Is that hard?
Whew. 我们讲讲看。
Can you try it again?
我们是一群
自天而来。We are a people that came from heaven.
为天而活。
Are living for heaven.
向天而去。
Are going toward heaven.
过着在地若天的生活。这个地上真的是黑暗充满。
Oh, brothers and sisters, deep darkness covered this world.
这个世界其实真的病了，而且很脏了。
This world is truly sick and it is filthy.
他们需要属灵的生命，需要救恩。需要看见盼望在基督徒的身上。
They need this life. They need the salvation. They need to be able to see the hope in Christians' lives.
好，那这个国将来有一天会在地上先出现啊，所以那我就先不说了。那至终的完成是在新天新地里面。
And this kingdom one day will appear on earth. And the conclusion of that kingdom is a new heaven and a new earth.
圣经告诉我们，有一天基督把这个国整个把仇敌都毁了以后，要把国交给父。
And so the scripture tells us that when the enemy is destroyed, this kingdom would be handed over to the Father.
第三个，教会一切的事工都当以神的国为念。
And so all the ministry and all the services within the church should also be mindful and centered on the kingdom of God.
所以在这里请大家特别注意到是以神的国。
And so everybody pay attention. It is in accordance to the kingdom of God.
因为今天很不小心，人就在地上建立自己的国度。
Because unknowingly, oftentimes people are actually building their own kingdoms.
我现在是指属灵的，世界的早就有两百多个国家。我是指很多人在他的事工上，在他个人的服事上，久了以后，他开始建立他自己的这个 ministry 跟国度。
What I'm speaking of is what we're doing here in our ministries. That oftentimes as people begin to serve and they serve longer, they define a boundary, the ownership.
所以有时候你会碰到一些人说：“哦，这些人是我的门徒。”我都会这样子看他一眼。
And sometimes we come across people and they would introduce brother and sister and say, "These are my disciples." And I kind of
我们做门徒训练是要人成为基督的门徒，不是成为我的门徒。
We are called to make people disciples of Jesus Christ, not to be our own disciples.
但是也有很多的人现在都在追求发展，变成去追求自己的这个成果。
And so a lot of people are looking for their ministry, their work to expand because they're looking for their own fruits, their own results.
我想在这里可能还好，可能在其他地方，有的时候人会去一窝蜂的追求所谓的网红牧师啊。
And here, maybe we haven't seen too much of it, but oftentimes other places we see brothers and sisters were flocked to a famous pastor.
请你们不要去 push 这件事情成就啊。
And so I want to ask all of you, do not promote that.
因为它会引起很多成为一个让人眼红的牧师啊。Jealous, people jealous.
Oh, okay, it would cause other pastors to be jealous.
因为引来仇敌很多的攻击。
Because that particular act would actually draw in a lot of the attack.
而且也很可能就破坏了这个器皿，让它里面骄傲就在 失去了在神面前谦卑跟蒙福的地位。
And doing so and flocking to somebody that seemingly is famous, you may actually destroy that vessel and allow the enemy to have his hand on it.
特别网络发达，这个很多人都会一窝蜂的去追求，甚至在一些地方是年轻人集体离开教会去追求这些牧师，我都会为神国担心。
And so online or we see a particular phenomenon that maybe a group of young people would leave the church and go flock to this one particular pastor. Whenever I hear that news, I begin to worry for the house of the Lord.
所以国度观是指神的国。他的国不是人的国。
So whenever we talk about being kingdom-minded, we need to be very, very careful and clear that we're talking about the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man.
所以以赛亚书这段的预言，这段的应许，其实也是为着以色列国，就是神的百姓，不是个人的。
So the promise in the book of Isaiah is for the people of God, is not for individuals.
要扩张帐幕，扩大幔子，放长绳子，坚固瘸子。
To enlarge the place of your tent and let the
这是为了让福音能够更多更多的去影响周围的人，甚至这个世代。
So the gospel and the work of the ministry began to influence more and more of the people around us in our generation.
我礼拜五放过去没有空讲，这是我年初举过的例子，一个小小的孩子，我简单带过去就好，叫 Haiti.
And at the beginning of the year, I remember giving a message, and these are the picture that I shared with you, a little child, Haiti.
这个孩子只活了八九岁而已。
And she only lived about 8 to 9 years old.
在她六岁的时候去教会，那个 Grace Baptist 那个教会太小，所以她想去主日学绕不到进去，被挤在门外。
And so she went to the Grace Baptist Church, and the church was very small because it was already full in capacity. She was waiting outside.
当她在那里哭的时候，主任牧师 Russell Conwell 正好经过。知道了以后就把她抱着带她进去。
So when she was crying, the senior pastor saw her, picked her up, and brought her inside.
然后安慰她说，我们希望将来盖一个大一点的教会，可以让更多的孩子可以进来。
And then the pastor comforted her and said, someday we hope that we could build a bigger church and more kids can come.
没有想到两年以后这个小孩子死掉了。
2 years later, this child passed away.
这个他家人把一个小小的信封交给了这位牧师。
And her parents took an envelope and gave it to this pastor.
里面放了一封信。
And inside that envelope was a letter.
他说牧师，他说这一点钱希望能够将来能够为教会盖一个更大的教会，能够让更多的人来这里参加。
And so that envelope, the little girl wrote to the pastor and said, here is the offering that I have. I pray that someday we can build a bigger church, that more and more kids can come.
里面57 cents.
And there were 57 cents in that envelope.
这都是他去帮别人打杂、去打工、去做事情，一分钱一分钱累积下来的。
And she accumulated 57 cents by doing chores around town, around the neighborhood.
牧师非常感动，长话短说，在教会公布这件事。
And so the pastor was very moved, and he shared this letter with everyone.
这件事传出去了。
And this news went out.
很多人都非常的感动，开始奉献，开始乐捐。
So a lot of people were moved by the story, and they began to offer.
甚至有人捐了一大块地，为了这件事情。
And someone actually offered a plot of land for the building of the next church.
从一个小孩子小小的心愿，少少的57 cents.
From the heart of a child, a small desire, a small dream, a seemingly a small amount of 57 cents.
你刚才如果要拿诗篇五十四篇的以赛亚书五十四篇说要扩大帐幕，张大这个拉长绳子，他根本读不懂，跟他无关。
So you cite that last verse in Isaiah to stretch out your tent, to extend the boundaries. She doesn't necessarily understand.
但是她做的事情却给神国都带来极大的祝福。
But what she has done brought about a tremendous blessing to the kingdom of God.
后来他们盖了一个 Temple University.
So they built a Temple University.
第一个图是这个大学。
The very first picture on the top is that university.
一个正规的大学，可以上万人的学生，让特别帮助那些贫穷上不了学校的学生在这里受到教育。
Tens of thousands of students can be admitted because all those who cannot afford to be educated are now admitted in that university.
第二个 Grace Baptist Church 也因此扩建，可以坐几千个人，有更多的人可以来这里 接受建造.
Continue to be remodeled, continue to expand, and more than 10,000 people actually can go and attend and be edified.
第三个, 他们建立了一个, Good Samaritan Hospital, 好撒玛利亚人的医院, 后来演变成为 Temple 大学的医学院, 变成医院.
And then they established 就跟斯坦福大学有斯坦福医学院一样。A university that has a medical department that can actually help administer to people.
弟兄姊妹, 神的国自己要长的, 不是我们为自己去做什么。
Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God, God wants to grow it. It's not us trying to do something for ourselves.
当我们肯顺服的时候,
when we're willing to obey,
他自己, 神要祝福他, 他要成长。
God will bless this kingdom.
有人攻击我们说, 余宏杰很聪明, 要博训学生, 每一个人再去拉10个。 像这个叫什么老鼠会啊，在美国叫什么？
Some people said that Pastor Yu is very shrewd. In CTC training, he wants every student to grab 10 more students. It's almost like a pyramid scheme. Thank you.
这是完全不认识我们要存心攻击的。我们每一年最痛苦的就是博训有这么多人申请。 而我们服事力量有限，受不了这么多，都得狠下心，甚至流着泪拒绝那么多申请的人。
Those people who criticize us in that way really don't understand the purpose of CTC ministry. And there, every year, there's so many people who wants to register, but we actually cannot take all the students that wants to be part of the ministry.
我们至少有，我想不止十几年，最多只收20%。
And we only are able to take in about 20% of the applicants.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不够像这个人, 57胜, 交在主手中。
Lord, we're just like everybody, we're just like this little girl, 57 cents, we give it to the Lord.
我们不够像那五饼二鱼的小孩, 把这一点点交在主的手中。
The little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, the little bit that we possess, we give it to the Lord.
我们越服事越恐惧战惊, 越谦卑, 觉得自己真的不配, 真的没有力量, 服事这么大的需要,
the more we serve, the more fearful, the more we are concerned that we don't have the ability to serve such a great need.
我希望我们全教会一起要有国度的心, 就是要让神的主权, 神的旨意, 神的祝福, 能够大大的临到这地。
My desire is that we as a church, that we will allow the authority and the blessings of God to come and reach throughout this entire land.
这个我可能要留到博训师生会再讲的，这个整个国度发展的历史。
And so this next few points, I may have to reserve it for another time, but quickly illustrate that the expansion of the kingdom of God is history.
旧约神世界的祭司的国度。 来显明并且发展这个国度的计划。
So in the New Old Testament, the Lord uses a kingdom of priesthood, a kingdom of priests, to reveal, to expand His plan of His kingdom.
所以出埃及记19章，这新乃之约之前，神说我用像老鹰把你们从埃及带出来。
So Exodus chapter 19, the Lord says, as eagles I carried you out of Egypt.
你们在万民中要做我的子民。
You are to be a people among the nations. You are to be of a holy, of a kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民, 所以在旧约神整个救恩一开始就是为了得到一个祭司的国度。
A holy people unto me. So we see that at the very beginning, God desired this kingdom, this holy kingdom.
然后在祭司国度里面三个最重要的角色, 君王、先知和祭司。
And in this kingdom of priesthood, there are three particular characteristics, those who are kings, those who are prophets, and those who are priests.
也构成了整个旧约圣经里面最主要的几个 components.
And they also, the number of the key components of the Old Testament hung on these three ministries.
摩西五经重在讲祭司,
as the Pentateuch speaks of the priesthood.
历史重在讲君王,
the history speaks of the king.
先知书重在讲先知,
and the prophets obviously speaks of the prophet.
但是他们都全部加在一起是为了这一个神要得着的祭司国度。
For all of these sums together to erect this kingdom of priesthood that the Lord wants to lay hold of.
而新约是用荣耀的教会。
So when we come to the New Testament, the Lord uses the vessel of the glorious church.
神要借着这个荣耀的教会来彰显并且完成这个计划。
That's through this glorious church, the Lord wants to reveal and fulfill His will.
所以你看到启示录21章, 新天新地降临的时候，圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降，这个又叫做羔羊的妻，就是教会。
So Revelation chapter 21, we see the New Jerusalem that comes from heaven, and it is also called the Bride of the Lamb.
我真的没有空多讲，我把它留到将来，只是让大家先有一个整体的眼光来看神在整个救恩的救赎的历史啊。旧约怎么做，新约怎么做。
I just want to give you a quick illustration to look through history how God and what God is doing in terms of bringing about His kingdom through the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们必须很遗憾地说，旧约百姓失败了，新约教会也一样在主的面前亏欠神。
Regretfully, we want to say those who were the Old Testament, they failed to advance this kingdom. And today, the Church of God, we still stumble.
以色列一直要求立王又立偶像，他们就是不把神当神。
So the people of Israel continue to want their own king. They wanted their own idols. They would not allow God to be God.
新约讲到荣耀的教会的时候，最后一个教会讲到老底家，竟然把耶稣关在门外，耶稣要叩门请求进来。
At the close in Revelation, we say that at the summation, the Church of God have actually shut Jesus outside its doors, and the Church of Laodicea, Jesus has to knock on the door to get in.
所以难怪耶稣说我的国不属于这个世界，是看不到的。
And that's why Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. It's not something you can see with your eyes."
在那个看不到的境界里面，有一个荣耀的教会正在被建造。
In that realm that we cannot see with our eyes, God is building a glorious church.
是圣洁。没有瑕疵的。
It's holy and without blemish.
在那里，每一个成分都是基督。
In that city, it is everything is about Christ.
每一个程度不光是为了基督，它根本就是基督。
Everything is not just for Him, but it is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们 SVCA 要成为什么教会
？So what kind of church is SVCA supposed to be?
我说过，只要我们存在一天，永远是高举基督，永远是以基督为中心的。
As long as SVCA exists, it's always to exalt Jesus Christ, that He would be the very center.
因为这是神要的。
Because this is what God desires.
因为这是真正荣耀神的。
This is what glorifies God.
我们没有多久都会离开了，我希望在这里世世代代传下去。
In a few years, we'll all be gone. But every generation, we pray that that holds true.
这叫做神的国。最后
，This is the kingdom of God.
这是。真正的神国，真正的教会，都应该是承受祝福，也成为祝福。
The kingdom of God, every church, we are to be the recipients of the blessings of God, and those who administer and outflow the blessings of God.
拓展神国是圣灵今天借着神的子民在地上非常重要的见证和工作。
And to expand the kingdom of God is the work of the Holy Spirit that He is doing through His own people.
所以我刚刚一开始已经讲过，今天几乎在教会里面讲到国度的眼光、国度的胸怀、国度的事工，差不多都集中在福音跟宣教。
And I said earlier, oftentimes in church, whenever we talk about the kingdom, we focus on evangelism, we focus on mission.
这个当然对，而且绝对重要。
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely important.
要为神得到更多的未得之民，更多的世上的灵魂。
We need to go and make sure that more and more of those who are lost, lost souls, will come into this kingdom.
让他们跟我们一样，能够被迁到爱子的国里面。
That they too may be conveyed into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
但是讲国度的时候，却很少人讲祭司的国度了。
But when we talk about this kingdom, very seldom do we talk about the kingdom of priesthood.
其实神得到这一般的子民，就是为了要侍奉他的。
And the Lord laid hold of all those who have been saved, so that they would.Serve God.
从出埃及记就说容我的百姓去，好侍奉我，好敬拜我。
In Exodus, we see the Lord proclaim, "Let my people go, that they may worship or they may serve me."
神把他们从埃及救出来，就为了要成为属神的子民，成为祭司的国度。
The Lord has rescued them out of Egypt, that they would be a people of God, that they would be of a nation of priests.
所以我们需要进到神的面前来侍奉神，来强调这个国度。
So when we come, when we serve the Lord, we need to emphasize the meaning, the significance of this kingdom. This verse is very important. Let's read it together out loud, both Chinese and English.
You also, as living stones,
are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。请大家注意到哈，你千万不要认为祭司国度是旧约的。
Do not think that this kingdom of priests is only in the Old Testament.
彼得在这里仍然在强调，我们是圣洁的国度，我们是君尊的祭司。
Peter here tells us that we're a holy nation of royal priesthood.
所以在这里讲到成为活石，为了建造灵宫，让神居住。
So we talked about, Peter talked about being living stones that we may build the temple of the God to be a spiritual house.
我们得救也是为了成为圣洁的祭司，或是到第九节讲君尊的祭司。
We are saved that we may be of holy priests.In other words, the royal priesthood that Peter was talking about.
为了要奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
That we may offer unto him spiritual sacrifices.
今天我们不是要放石头到殿的根基吗？
So today, I think everybody's received the rock that we're going to go be able to put at the foundation of Bethel Hall.
主是 living stone, 我们也都要是 living stone.
The Lord himself, he is that living stone. We ought to be living stone as well.
同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
We are all being built together to be a dwelling place for the presence of the Lord.
所以成为灵宫，所以把你家里孩子的名字，全家的名字写下来放在那边。
And again, it's an illustration of being a spiritual house. We representatively ask everybody to write their name on that rock and we will replace it.
提醒我们被建造成为神的居所。
As a reminder for all of us that we are being built together for the dwelling place of God.
要成为活石，先要怎么样？
To become a living stone, what must happen first?
先要死嘛。
You have to die first.
你不与主同死，怎么同活呢？
If you are not crucified with the Lord, how would you resurrect or live with the Lord?
所以今天放石头的第二层意义就是要把你埋了。
So the second meaning of bearing that stone is that you and I were buried.
在这个教会的侍奉、聚会、敬拜，所有的都必须是 living stone 在心造里面。
So everything that we do here at this church, every service, every worship, and it must be done in the realms of this living stone.
就不再是我。
It's no longer I.
圣经里面很多 symbol 有两层的意义，像狮子是吼叫的狮子，也是犹大的狮子。
And so the scripture uses the same typology to illustrate two things, like a lion, it could be a roaring lion representing the enemy, or the lion of the tribe of Judah.
所以我们今天的石头一方面像约书亚把石头埋在约旦河与主同埋葬。
So yes, at the same, similarly, the rock, the stone that we are putting into the ground, just like Joshua going through the river Jordan that they're burying in the river.
一面这个石头也表明我们是 living stone, 被建造成为神的灵宫。
And another word is also represents that we are all living stones being built up together for the Lord.
虽然我时间不够了，还有第三个意义啊。
And I'm running out of time, but there's another meaning.
不久以后会水泥都上去，房子都起来。
Not soon after, they're going to pour the foundation and the building will be erected.
为什么留在那里？
Why is the stone kept there?
圣经的石头常常用来做见证跟记号。
And so whenever we talk about, the scripture talks about a stone, it is a marking, it is a testimony.
我希望我们这一批曾经这样子全力进入征战得到的产业。
And I pray that we, together who has gone through this battle to inherit this property and this land,
我们这一批有份于奉献财务、时间、力量来让神的殿兴起的这一班人。
We, in this time, have offered up our finances, our energy, our resources together.
包括在各地扶持我们、为我们祷告。为我们奉献的弟兄姐妹
and absolutely inclusive of all the brothers and sisters from afar that's been praying and that's actually been offering as well.
我们希望我们的后代子孙可以想到我们这些先祖们
that all the generation that is to follow may come and remember.
我犹豫了很久还是用这个字，因为一百年后我相信你们也都不在了，都是先祖啊。
And we're all going to be 100 years from now, none of us are going to be here.
他们能够不忘初心，还是能够全力的守住这块地，也能够全心的爱主来侍奉我们所侍奉的神。
And that future generation would hold true to this ground and to serve the Lord our God whom we love.
带着你的孩子一起去读。
Take your kids with you this morning.
好，我的时间到了，出道营外我就没有空多讲，要奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，这是我们很忽略的。
And again, we're running out of time, but the important aspect that our responsibility is to offer up a spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God.
我们所有抓住机会在主面前的奉献，不管是财务、时间、力量、恩赐。
Every opportunity that we lay hold of as we offer to the Lord, whether it's financially, our time, our resources, our energy.
主耶稣说，你们在普天下传福音的时候都要述说这件事情。
And Jesus says, whenever you speak of the gospel, you need to speak of this story.
所以福音的一面是神满足了我们，把救恩、把救赎给了我们。
On the one side, yes, God has satisfied us. He has given us his salvation. He has...delivered us.
让我们这样子败坏可怕的罪人成为蒙恩的罪人。
And that we who are so corrupt, who are dreadful, that we have become sinners saved by
grace. 让我们成为蒙爱的儿女。
And that we are beloved children of God now.
让我们成为蒙召的祭司来侍奉他。
And that we are priests that have been called to come and serve the living God.
这是他福音的第一面，救恩临到我们。
This is the one side of this gospel, his salvation has come to us.
而福音的另外一面。
But the other side of this gospel,
我们竟然能够来满足神，叫神喜乐。
We can come and satisfy God that he would take pleasure.
我们真正出于爱的奉献，为他而活的生活，弟兄姊妹，这是馨香的祭物。能够献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
The sacrifices of love that we can offer through our hearts, through our lives, is a pleasing aroma that is unto the Lord.
所以祭司的国度不光进到幔内去侍奉神，我希望得到这边更多倾心爱主侍奉神的人。
So the this priest of king, priestly kingdom, they don't not only enter into the holiest of holies to serve the Lord. I pray that we all can come and serve the Lord the same way.
希望得到更多能够出到营外去把福音，把神的恩典传扬出去。
And more and more of us be willing to go outside of our camp and to declare the goodness of God to the people that are outside.
靠着圣灵能力，然后从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to all of the earth.
这是我们过去几年来常常讲的题目，同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。
So the last few years, this has been what we've been talking about, the same spirit to exalt Christ, the one course to expand his kingdom.
我们一起念一遍就结束。
Let's read it together. And then
中文、英文。
Chinese or in English. One spirit to exalt Christ, one course to expand his kingdom.
好，我们请站起来，我们一起有个祷告。
Would you all rise? Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你。
Dear Lord, how we thank you.
像我们这样子的人，竟然能够蒙了这么大的恩典。
People such as us, we can receive such an immense, grace.
我们不仅仅被你从黑暗中救出来，归到爱子的国里。
Not only have you delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
你神的儿子显现出来，更是要除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
And we know that the appearing of your Son is to do away with all the works of the devil.
让神国的权柄、神国的恩典能够临到全地。
The authority and the power of your kingdom may come and be exercised throughout this land.
主啊，我们不光为着我们在座的每一个人向你祷告。
Oh Lord, we pray not only for everyone that is here.
我们为着各地的教会向你祷告。
We pray for the churches throughout the world.
我们也为着那么多世上的灵魂。在那里找不到人生的盼望，我们祷告。
We pray for all those souls that do not know the meaning and the purpose of their lives. We pray for them.
主啊，兴起更多爱你、爱你国的人。
Oh Lord, raise up more and more people that loves you, that loves your kingdom.
更多的人能够在幔内能够献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
More and more people that can come into the holies of holies and offer up a spiritual sacrifice.
也让更多人肯为着你能够到普天下去。 能够让人做你的门徒。
And more and more people would be willing to be sent to go out of these tents to make disciples of all nations.
主啊，我们再次为了这几天你的恩典，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, for your goodness and your grace these few days, we want to give you thanks.
主啊，不让我们离开这么宝贵的恩典和地位。
Lord, do not allow us to depart from this position of grace.
我们能够天天能够一起。更深地来追求基督
that every single day that we would pursue this deeper growth in Christ
更广地来拓展神国
and to spread and expand the kingdom of God broader
奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray this in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen. Amen.